Please, have a seat. My. I do believe that you are far away from home, aren't you? Oh, I do find it fascinating that you wound up so close to my door. Usually, only demons and the like are able to come even close to here. Well, the only other reason someone as yourself would be here is through the usual method. But here you are. Very much alive and well. It has been a long day. And all of this has been a bit much for me. Can you please just tell me why you're here? Well, usually when someone messes up a spell, there are consequences. And until now, I didn't know it was a mistake. Magic, it's a fickle thing. And I do have wards to keep such as you, out. So you know, demons too have an aspect of magic to them. And I have rivals for my seat try to get through from time to time. And none of them has come this close. Or well, few of them. So, what were you trying to do then? I just can't. Every day here is the same. I am overwhelmed by all the new souls that arrive here every day, and now this. This is too much. How am I supposed to keep up with all of this? And are there going to be more like you? Yes, I know. I know now that you didn't intend to end up here. But I have a proposition for you. You see, every judgment is made by me. And I'm so fed up with having to deal with all the small, insignificant decisions and details. That, my dear, is where you come in. What do I mean by that? Really? Well, let me paint you a little picture then, shall I? You messed up a spell and ended up here with me so far. And as a consequence for your mistake, you will now be my assistant. You will have to deal with a smaller judgment and make up appointments for demons and humans to come and see me. I'm sick and tired of everyone just barging in here with all their problems, expecting me to drop whatever I'm doing to cater to their whims. I'm the Demon Queen. I should not have to put up with this. Yes, dearie. I am well aware that you are a mortal. But I don't think you would like the, other alternative methods of, you know. Really? Oh, my dear. I'm telling you that you are now my assistant. And as a response, you ask me for my name? Why should I tell you that, Why should I tell you my name when you haven't even had the decency of giving me yours? No bowing, no kneeling. Do you even know how to introduce yourself to nobility? Since you're here because of a spell and not in my ledger, no, I don't know your name. I don't go around memorizing names and faces for all the new subjects that I rule over. And I may be a demon queen, but that doesn't mean that I rule all of hell. It really is too big for one ruler. For all I know, you're not even supposed to end up in my territory, or even hell in general. I do have powers, but that is not one of them. So your name, mortal. Welcome, my dear. Such a nice name you have there. My name is Sarath. I may not be known in the human realms, but that pleases me. The less mortals who know my name, the fewer would try to summon me. I do not like being summoned. So, you should be grateful that you were summoned here, than me, there. And you will do well to remember my name and title, as I have many who will do whatever I ask. Oh, and that goes for all the realms. Doesn't matter if it's demon or mortal. I have followers everywhere. I didn't tell you this to make you afraid of me, even if that is a wise choice. In all honesty, I'm telling you that so you will remember your place and be respectful. Since I will be your boss from now on, you should know where you stand. It is good of you to be honest with me. I would have known if you were lying, you know, since that actually is one of my powers. How can I judge fairly if I have no sense of who is trying to deceive me? Oh, my dear. I trust you will have no difficulty judging on the minor cases. I have some trinkets that you're free to use when casting judgment and the like. Well, yes, it will change temperature on how true or false their claim is. If it is the truth, it will be nice and warm. The feeling is very pleasant when holding it. Though, if what they say is untrue, the trinket will turn cold, all depending on how much falseness there is in the lie. If it's a complete lie, it will turn ice cold and be unbearable to hold. No, it isn't a rock for you to hold in your hand, Airy. You don't need to fear that you will drop it or somehow damage it. No. It's a nice statuette of a dragon, and all we'll have to do is touch it. There are, of course, some rings and brooches that do the same, but they might hurt you since you are mortal. No, I'm not trying to hurt you. Just giving you a choice. since you will be here to serve as a punishment for a spell miscast. After your sentence is over, you will be allowed to go back. But only if you get tutored in magic and manage to pass. Oh, you didn't think it would be that easy, did you? Just pass some judgment and then go home. Oh, no, dearie. That would be much too easy. You see, your spell could have done much damage. But somehow you ended up here. And since there are very few left that teaches magic in the human realm, you will have to do it here. So no, you're not going home anytime soon. I will have some of the staff pick a room for you and get it ready. Tomorrow will be a big day for you. For now, let's just go over the ground rules, shall we? Messing up here has huge consequences. So listen carefully.